A new warning for Americans tonight in Kabul. The U.S. Embassy there is advising U.S. citizens to avoid traveling to Karzai International Airport and to avoid airport gates unless they get individual instructions from a government representative. Authorities cited security threats outside the gates in that warning. The U.S. believes that ISIS-K, which is a sworn enemy of the Taliban, wants to create mayhem at the airport. There are fears it is planning to carry out multiple attacks. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says as many as 1,500 Americans are still in Afghanistan, and a portion of those are trying to get out. 6 days to go, almost 5 days to go now before President Biden's deadline for completing the airlift. Some evacuations may continue, though, beyond the deadline.
The Taliban have made public and private commitments to provide and permit safe passage for Americans, for third country nationals, and Afghans at risk going forward past August 31st.
During today's White House news briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked whether the United States standard of never negotiating with terrorists has been placed in jeopardy here. After all, this is essentially a partnership, however temporary, with the Taliban. ABC News political director Rick Klein joined Ken Duffy and me earlier on Skype. We asked, given this arrangement, can America still say it doesn't negotiate with terrorists?
The Taliban insurgency has been America's enemy for two decades. It has harbored terrorists. There's been consistent warnings about any efforts to work with the Taliban to say that their words truly cannot be trusted. So now for the Biden administration to say that we're getting cooperation and we need to have the coordination with the Taliban through August 31st and beyond is a pretty stunning reversal. It's the Taliban with its repressive policies toward women, religious and ethnic minorities that has been flouting international standards and norms for a long time. The appeal from Secretary of State Blinken today to say the Taliban doesn't respect these international norms and allow people to come and go freely and allow rights for women, for instance, it'll become a pariah state. The Taliban's shown very little likelihood to respond to international scorn or pressures in the past, so it's quite a gamble by the Biden administration to say that we'll be working alongside the Taliban in trying to get Americans and Afghans who've worked with Americans over the past few decades out safely.
All this said, August 31st is still on the horizon. We don't even know what's going to happen that day. So there's so much unpredictability still beyond the evacuation effort as far as what the Taliban will do that particular day.
Yeah, that's right. They've seen that deadline, and they say that they stand by it as well. And if there isn't a full U.S. troop withdrawal, they've been saber-rattling around that. We've seen the response from the American side to be pretty measured, saying that they'll be used economic pressures and other diplomatic pressures, but stop short of suggesting that there might be any kind of military response. And it's tough because you've got billions of dollars of American military equipment that's being left behind, that's going to fall into possession of the Taliban. They're going to be better armed as an insurgency than they ever have been in the past. And if they were to take up arms and threaten U.S. forces, what kind of response there would be makes this even more tenuous than otherwise anticipated.
We can already say some Afghans who helped the U.S. over the years will probably not be able to leave the country. How big a failure is that for the U.S., and what effect could it have on our nation's standing in the world?
Yeah, it's a failure to deliver on the promise that we offered to so many people who put their lives on the line and stuck themselves out. There was an implicit and explicit promise that they'd be taken care of. And as you mentioned, there's no way that you can guarantee that every person who is helpful to American interests is going to be safe at the end of the day.
Rick Klein, ABC News political director. So not everyone who wants to get out of Afghanistan can. How will the Taliban treat those left behind? NBC News correspondent Richard Engel had an exclusive interview with the Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid, who speaks through an interpreter tonight.
The United States is evacuating, and it is taking out Americans who worked with U.S. forces. But not everyone is going to be able to make it out. Will you let those people leave in the future? Can you guarantee their safety?
We don't want our countrymen to go to America. Whatever they have done in the past, we have given them amnesty. We need young, educated professionals for our nation. But if they want to leave, it's their choice.
What would you say to women, Afghan women, who are terrified?
They are our sisters. We must show them respect. They should not be frightened. The Taliban are humans and from this country. They have fought for their country. Women should be proud of us, not scared.
There are already reports of Taliban fighters taking young women, unmarried women, as brides, forced brides. There have been reports of people going into homes.
This is propaganda from the old regime. We have no evidence of a single case.
And in a statement certain to inflame a lot of anger here in the U.S., He says, the spokesman for the Taliban says there was no proof Osama bin Laden was involved in the 9/11 attacks, adding, there's no evidence even after 20 years of war. We have no proof he was involved. He says there was no justification for this war. He calls it an excuse for war in Afghanistan. We will keep following events overseas for you on WTOP.